For days, protesters outside a Brisbane hospital have been calling on the federal government to allow a baby asylum seeker to remain in this country. 12-year-old baby Asher, who was born in Darwin and was flown to Brisbane from Nauru last month after suffering accidental burns. Staff at Brisbane's Lady Salento Hospital say they will not discharge Asher until a safe environment is found for her to live in. Baby Asher is believed to be the first baby born in an Australian detention centre to be transferred to Nauru. We've been following her story for some time now, and in fact, you might remember that late last year we spoke with her mother, Abaya, at a time when Asher was already sick. Back then, her mother was calling on the government to allow her baby to return to the country where she was born.
For my baby, please, I want to say to Prime Minister, please, I beg my baby's life. I am coming by illegal, but my baby is not coming illegal. She birth is naturally.
So you want to bring your baby to Australia?
Yes, but I beg for my baby, give her please a small space for my baby where she is born.
That was Abaya speaking to us last year. We've disguised her voice for reasons of her own personal safety, actually. Natasha Blucher is Advocacy Coordinator with the Darwin Asylum Seeker Support and Advocacy Network. She was Abaya's caseworker when she was working with Save the Children in Nauru. Natasha Blucher has visited Abaya and baby Asher in the hospital in Brisbane yesterday. She joins us now from Brisbane. Natasha Blucher, good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, friends. Thanks for having me again.
Just give us a sense of how baby Asher is doing, can you? You went and saw her yesterday. How is she?
Yeah, baby Asher is doing quite well. She's walking now, which was pretty exciting to see. I hadn't seen her since she was 3 months old, but she's happy and she's giggling and she's got no idea she's the centre of such controversy.
So she's well, and the burns that she was admitted with, they're healing?
Yeah, they look good. They look good now. She's looking a lot better.
Can you just tell us what happened to Asher that prompted her medical transfer from Nauru to a Brisbane hospital?
Yeah, so her mum was preparing some food for her, which she does, I think, almost every day in the same way, where she just she has a trestle table inside the area of the tent, which is the family's room, and she boils some water and then puts, like, formula or food in it to heat it up, and she put Asher out in the corridor with her dad, and then she poured the water into the bowl and turned around because Asher was a bit grizzly, so she wanted to find a biscuit to give to her in the meantime. And as she had turned around, Asher's walked in and pulled the bowl on top of herself.
So it's an accident that can happen in any place, really?
To any kid, yeah, I think. And the mum was pretty beside herself. Had the same response, I think, as any mum would if an accident like that happened.
So you say she's doing well. I think the last dressings were put on last week in the hospital, but hospital staff say baby Asher, and I'm quoting here, will only be discharged once a suitable home environment is identified. Can you give us any sense of what the doctors and nurses think that means? What would a suitable home environment look like?
To be honest, I've been trying to find that out as well. I haven't been able to speak to any of the doctors or nurses. And I've had a few chats with the social worker, but they're just about the well-being of mum and bub in the hospital. And so I'm sort of staying out of that decision-making process because I'm not a doctor, obviously.
So the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has said that, I'm quoting here, no decision has been made. No decision will be taken which would imperil the health or security of any individual. But the government also maintains they can't take decisions that would encourage other asylum seekers to get on people smugglers' boats. So are you concerned about the fact that Abaya and her baby will be returned to Nauru, or are you heartened by those comments from the Prime Minister?
Look, I guess I'm a little bit heartened, but the type of security that she has at the moment, we had to have lawyers file an urgent High Court appeal to prevent them from being removed. And at the last moment, the government decided to give an undertaking saying that they would give 3 days' notice before returning the family to Nauru. So there's nothing definite and certain as yet, and they still remain quite anxious because 3 days' notice isn't a whole lot and it doesn't give a lot of stability to a little family. But, yeah, I'm feeling more confident, I guess, than previously, because it was quite possible previous to yesterday that they could have been taken straight out of the hospital and put immediately on a plane without warning.
And the question is, I mean, I think for everyone around the country who's looking at this, who's interested in this notion that the doctor's saying they won't discharge this baby until a suitable home environment is identified, is whether Nauru could be identified or described as a suitable home environment. I mean, I think Abaya told us last year when we spoke with her that they're living in a tent. Is that still the situation?
Yeah. So they're still living in a tent. It's actually in one of the older areas of the camp. So the tent itself that the family has been living in more recently is about, I think, maybe 2 years old. It's in kind of a depression area of the camp where there's no airflow. And Asher was the youngest baby there. So Mum and Dad were having a lot of trouble with parenting her there. It's a difficult environment to begin with, but then that environment also impacts on people's mental health. So Dad's mental health was suffering. Mm. And it was just, I think it's hard to have a small baby in any environment, let alone an environment that's completely detrimental to your mental health and just physically difficult to live in.
So on that front now, how are things? Because again, when we spoke to Abaya last year on the program, she spoke of her husband, how his mental health condition was deteriorating, and she said it had developed after he was forcibly transferred from Melbourne to Nauru in the middle of the night. So she told us that. She was also very concerned about baby Ash's health. She was really sick after swallowing a millipede. She didn't think she was getting proper medical attention. How are things in the family front? In terms of on Nauru now, is Abaya's husband any better, or is he better now he's back in Australia?
It's hard for me to say because I saw him yesterday very briefly, and he was at that time surrounded by security guards from the detention centre. He's detained in Brisbane, sort of nearby to the hospital, but gets brought by security to and from. And I think that presence of security really has, it's a big trauma trigger for him because of the way he's been treated by them in the past. So when I saw him, I think the best way I could describe him was as having a really flat affect. He was not at all the man that I knew in 2014 when I was their case manager. Back then he was an animated, stocky bloke who was, looking forward to becoming a father. And now he's just very, very different.
All right, Natasha, thank you very much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks,
Fran. Natasha Blucher is Advocacy Coordinator with the Darwin Asylum Seeker Support and Advocacy Network. She was Abaya's caseworker when she was with Save the Children on Nauru. And in terms of baby Asher, well, the doctors are saying, as we've heard, that they won't return her until proper living environment can be found for her. The state government is backing that. And the federal government has said that it will issue a 72-hour notice if it intends to proceed with the deportation of baby Asher. Though the Human Rights and Law Centre claim that the government is not offering that same 3-day notice to the 267 asylum seekers who are recently at the centre of that failed High Court challenge to offshore processing.